Please take your Bible and turn to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 16. And I invite you to stand with me as we give honor to the reading of God's Word. And please bear in mind, I'm reading from New King James Version. And it appears to be very close to the ESV Version. Remember, God's Word is holy, infallible, inerrant, and authoritative. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. And it happened, when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. May the Lord bless the reading of his own word. Please be seated. And let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. For your word is holy. Lord, without your help, we will continue to stay ignorant of your truths. So we pray, Father, may you reveal your truths to us. May you make us teachable. And may you reveal to us our Lord Jesus Christ in this particular text. We need your help. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Cleanser. I believe you know more about cleansers than I do. You can find many types of facial cleansers in the market. The advertisers promise that they can remove everything on your face. Dead skin cells, acne, etc. Moreover, the advertisers also promise that they can make your skin cleansed, fresh, and glowing. I'm not sure how much truth is found in this. I also know some people who are struggling from psoriasis. They have scaly patches on various parts of their body. And so far, there seems to be no cure for it. And those who suffer psoriasis bear low self-esteem and stay away from the public as much as possible. Well, this passage tells us of one person who has the power to cleanse a leper. He is the greatest only dermatologist in history who could heal leprosy in the world. And his healing was complete and perfect. And that is Jesus. So let us examine this text under several headings. The first one will be nature of leprosy. Nature of leprosy. Verse 12. Now, first of all, what was leprosy? One commentator explained in this way. It was a type of skin disease, which was the worst of all physical diseases. It was a slow decomposition of various parts of the body. Reddish white sores appeared all over the body. The lepers had hands without fingers, and feet without toes. They had deformed eyebrows, eyelids, nose, lips, and ears. Leprosy could damage the nerves whereby they would not experience pain. Leprosy was contagious. The lepers looked very scary and smelled bad. All in all, they were like a living death. Personally, I have never met a leper. The question is this: does leprosy exist today? Commentators answer in this way, no. And they also mention that the Hansen's disease, which some people describe as leprosy today, is not the same as the leprosy of those days. And there was no cure for leprosy. In the first century, the lepers had to be separated from their families and placed outside the community. They were quarantined in colony of lepers. They were placed outside the community because they were contagious. Not only they were contagious, but also they were considered unclean. According to the Mosaic law found in Leviticus chapter 13 verses 45 and 46, the lepers were supposed to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," in order to keep others away from them. Since they were considered ceremonially unclean, they were not allowed to enter the temple. They were prevented from participating in temple worship. Moreover, they had to depend on the food donated by some kind people from the community in order to survive. Frankly speaking, the lepers led a miserable life. Life was without hope for them. So what did the lepers need? So we come to the second heading, need for deliverance. Need for deliverance, verse 12. Here in this text, there was a man who needed deliverance desperately from this incurable disease. And this man lived in a certain city. The name of the city is not provided. And Luke, the author of this gospel, shines the spotlight in this particular man. Look at verse 12. And it happened when he was in his city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." But look at these words, that behold. Luke wants us to see this. That behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. This man was full of leprosy, meaning he was in an advanced stage, perhaps like stage 4 cancer. This leper was near death due to the extreme damage done to his body by the deadly disease. And Luke, moreover, tells us that when he saw Jesus, he prostrated on the ground before Jesus and pleaded with Jesus for deliverance. Well, the words of the leper's pleading are worthy of our scrutiny. Listen to his words. Lo, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Lo, if you are willing, you can make me clean. There are two things we can see in his words. Number one, his faith. How did he know that Jesus could deliver him? Well, he might have heard of Jesus and his miracles. The leper knew that Jesus had the power to cleanse him from this incurable disease. For Jesus said, you can make me clean. In other words, only Jesus had the power to make the leper clean. But then the leper had a very strong faith in Jesus. The second thing to notice here, the leper's humility. The leper did not demand healing from Jesus. He knew he was unworthy of healing. He knew that he was at the mercy and grace of Jesus. Hence, from his action, we can notice his humility. He fell on his face before Jesus. He prostrated on the ground. He prostrated on the dirt. And he pleaded with Jesus for cleansing. The leper knew his condition, his incurable disease. He knew his misery and hopelessness. Indeed, he was in a desperate need for deliverance. He needed Jesus, the deliverer. Thus, with humility, he pleaded for cleansing, and only if Jesus was willing. He pleaded for deliverance. Well, when the leper pleaded for deliverance, what was the response of Jesus? So we come to the third heading, willingness to deliver, verse 13. Willingness to deliver. Now Luke shifts the spotlight from the leper to Jesus. Look at verse 13. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Jesus saw the leper's strong faith in him. Thus, Jesus was willing to cleanse him. At this moment, I would like all of us to focus on these words. Then he put out his hand and touched him. He put out his hand. Jesus was intentional in touching the leper who was at a distance away from Jesus. Bear in mind, anyone who had touched the leper would have been defiled, for the disease was contagious. Anyone who had touched the leper would have become ceremonially unclean according to the ceremonial law, according to the Mosaic law. Second thing to notice here, Jesus touched the leper. Nevertheless, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. Jesus could have healed the leper by his powerful words. Yet he intentionally touched him. Why? My friends, remember this man was an outcast. He was cast out of the community and was living in isolation with the lepers. And most importantly, he had not been touched by anyone, even by his loved ones, for many Yes. A gentle touch with affection means a lot for people who are suffering various afflictions in life. Here Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, knowing that the leper was an unclean person. The touch of Jesus would have meant a lot to this particular leper. And Jesus pronounced these powerful words, "I am willing, be cleansed." Jesus was willing to deliver the leper from his plight, and he commanded, "Be cleansed." And we are told that the leprosy left him immediately. The leper was cleansed by the powerful words of Jesus. His skin was restored to normal. No more sores, no more reddish whiteness. His fingers, toes, eyebrows, eyelids, lips, nose, ears returned to their normal condition. What a relief was to that man. But then, by this action of stretching out and touching the leper, Jesus demonstrated one thing: his compassion for the leper. He sympathized with the leper, for the leper was living in loneliness for a very long time. For the leper received no affection, no love from anyone for a long time. He was suffering in loneliness. Jesus understood the misery of mankind, and especially he understood the misery of this man. Sometimes we wonder, does Christ understand my problems, my weakness? He understands. We heard about Christ's compassion here in this passage. We can see for ourselves that Christ is truly compassionate, and he is compassionate towards you. Moreover, Jesus also demonstrated his immense power in cleansing the leper by his mere words. Having cleansed the leper, what did Christ expect him to be? So we come to the fourth heading, witness for Christ, verse 14. The leper was finally delivered from leprosy. His flesh was restored to its normal condition. But what still remained was his restoration to the community and worship. So first, Jesus commanded the leper not to tell anyone about this miracle. Second, Jesus commanded the leper to show himself to the temple priest in order to be examined and be declared as clean of leprosy. The law of Moses, as prescribed in Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 through 8, required an offering of two live birds in order for the leper to be restored to the community and temple worship. By this, Jesus proved that he did not come to destroy the law or the prophet, but to fulfill it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. He submitted to God's law. Well, that was the ceremonial law, and Christ fulfilled all the ceremonial laws for us. They were shadows of the real thing to come. So today we don't have to carry out the ceremonial laws. Thanks be to Christ. However, we should not miss what was the main purpose for Jesus to send the leper to the priest in the temple. Look very carefully at verse 14. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. Look at these words. As a testimony to them. Jesus wanted the leper to be a witness for him. In other words, when the priest, after examining the leper who had been cleansed from leprosy, would know that this was the work of the Messiah whom they rejected, then the priest would be convinced that Jesus was the Messiah sent by God. Similarly, Christ expects us to be witnesses for Christ. We are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, by grace through faith in Jesus. We have experienced joy, peace in Christ. We have experienced deliverance from all our sins. And we have experienced deliverance from the wrath of God and the judgment of God, and we have been reconciled to God through Christ. What are we doing with this gospel? Are we keeping this gospel for ourselves? But look at what Christ is saying. Be a testimony for me. Bear witness for me. So I urge you, bear witness for Christ. Start from your home, school, your office, and then go to the public. Bear witness for Christ. Now, did the leper go to the temple to be examined by the priest? We do not know. Luke doesn't tell us. But one thing we know from Mark's gospel, that he disobeyed the command of Jesus. Jesus commanded him not to tell others of this miracle, but he went around and proclaimed freely this matter. Now, what was the response from the public concerning the miracle? We come to the fifth heading. Response from the public, verse 15. Luke did not mention anything about the leper's disobedience to the command of Jesus, so I will not go into that. However, Luke highlighted the overwhelming response from the public. Look at verse 15. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. The public heard the amazing report of the cleansing of the leper. Because leprosy was an incurable disease, and Jesus cleansed this leper. Hence, a big crowd of people came to hear his preaching and teaching, because no one taught like Jesus. And they all brought the sick people to Jesus to be healed. The author of this gospel, Luke, from this verse, shows that Jesus was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, which is Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, which is cited in Luke chapter 4, the previous chapter, chapter 4, verse 18. Listen to this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. This is what Jesus said in the synagogue to the Jews. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Jesus came to preach the kingdom of God, to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He came to do all these things. Jesus received an overwhelming response from the public. And Jesus had a very busy ministry while he was on this earth. Jesus kept on preaching the kingdom of God. Jesus kept on healing people from their miseries. Well, in the midst of his busy ministry, Jesus did not neglect one important thing. What was that? Prayer. So we come to the sixth heading, the final heading, importance of prayer, verse 16. Look at verse 16. So Jesus himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. See, Jesus had a close communion with his Father. He prayed to his Father. Just imagine, even the Son of God, Jesus, had to pray to his Father. And we may wonder what he would have prayed for. Well, he would have prayed for his disciples, which we can read in John chapter 17, the high priestly prayer. He would have prayed for the souls of the crowd whom he ministered daily. He would have prayed concerning doing the will of the Father. Nevertheless, we can learn a lesson on the importance of prayer. If the Son of God found prayer to be vital and necessary, how much more we must regard it as vital and necessary. And Luke emphasizes that prayer was not an irregular event, but a regular event for Christ. Look at verse 16 again. Stare at that verse. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Jesus withdrew himself to quiet places often to pray. In other words, he was consistent, regular, and diligent in prayer. And that was his pattern. He depended on the strength from his Father to do his ministry. So I want to ask you, are you consistent, regular, and diligent in your prayer life? Do not neglect communion with God. Imitate Christ's prayer life. At this moment, I can recall one person who was very consistent, regular, and diligent in prayer, and that was Martin Luther, the 16th century reformer. You know, he spent daily 4 hours in the morning in prayer. Why did he do that? And I'm not expecting you to do four hours to pray. But the point is this. He said that he had so many things to do in the day that he won't be able to do them without praying. In other words, he drew strength from God via prayer. So let us not neglect the means of grace, which is prayer, that is given to us. Well, from this text, we examine these headings: nature of leprosy, need for deliverance, willingness to deliver, witness for Christ, response from the public, importance of prayer. Before we leave this text, let me say this. There is some correlation between leprosy in this text and our sin. Because of Adam's sin, we naturally bear a sinful nature. We are all plagued with leprosy, which is sin. We are full of sin. Yet, as the prophet Isaiah said, from the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6. In other words, we are depraved by sin. Basically, sin has separated us from God. Because of sin, our relationship with God is affected, and our relationship with people affected. As a result of sin, we do not love God. We do not honor and worship God. We do not love our neighbor. We do not treat them according to the scriptures. Because of sin, we do not obey God and His word. Moreover, sin affects our marriages, our families, our societies, etc. Sin has brought chaos and disorder in every aspect of our life. Because of sin, we are in a state of misery and hopelessness, just like the leper in our text. Thanks be to God. 2,000 years ago, God sent His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to die on the cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Jesus, who is compassionate, understood our plight and was willing to deliver us from the filthiness of sin, which is more worse than the leprosy. Leprosy can make one suffer misery and physical death, but sin makes one suffer eternal misery and suffer eternal death. Eternal death is suffering hell. The misery in hell is beyond our imagination compared to the misery of leprosy. Thus, Jesus was willing to die on the cross for our sins so that we can be cleansed from our sins or receive forgiveness for our sins and escape God's judgment and experience peace with God. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to cleanse us from all sins. My friends, if you're not a Christian yet, and if you're not saved yet, be like a leper. Put away your pride. Put away your arrogance. Realize your misery and hopelessness. Plead with Christ in humility and faith, asking, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Because only Jesus has the power to cleanse and deliver you from your sinfulness. He is gracious, merciful, compassionate, and willing to save you. Jesus is so patient that He is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And know that Jesus is eager to pronounce this to you: I am willing, be cleansed. If you are a Christian and you struggle with sin and temptation, hear these words. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You, Lord, for this passage concerning the leper. Lord, we saw how Christ demonstrated His compassion towards the leper, and by His power He cleansed him. Lord, May the Lord Jesus Christ with the same power cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.